Praise the Lord. I mentioned that we have a book of Francis Havergal poems, hymns. I guess some have not been put to music, so we'll call those poems, and others that are in our hymn book. And today, for the first of the month, by the way, I wish you all a very pleasant July. July 1st. You know what that means? It means that half the year is already passed. It went pretty fast for me. I don't know about for you. But today we have the consecration hymn. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Staff members should have a book like this. If you don't have it, make sure you claim your book. It's our theme for this summer season, to loyally respond to the Lord and to His call, to all that He offers to us, loyally and, of course, joyfully, because it says daily melodies. So our hearts go out, songs of praise to the Lord. There's a response. And our text is in this book, right near the front. There's something written to all the staff members, and under that, this is page 4. What shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits to me? I will lift up the cup of salvation and call on the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows to the Lord in the presence of all His people. I know why this verse was chosen. You know why and how I know why this verse was chosen? Because I chose it. Well, because it contains two responses. One is we give, pay our vows, give ourselves to God, and the other is we take from Him. We take His offer. They're right in this Psalm 116. We open our hearts to Him. We take the cup of salvation and call on His name. That's wonderful. And we give ourselves wholly. That's holy with an H and holy with a W. Both. We give ourselves entirely to Him. Praise the Lord. You know, before we look into our Bibles, we're going to sing that song too, all right? I guess we have to sing it out of the hymn book. By the way, these are in the bookstore for those of you unfortunate people who didn't sign up for the staff. No, you, the happy guests. If you want loyal responses, you can pick one up down in the bookstore. I don't think they're free, but they're worth so much more than you could possibly pay, more than you brought along to camp with you. These books are worth, but they're, I'm sure it's a nominal fee of some sort. But it's in the hymn book, not exactly as it's written here, because in the hymn book they shortened it to 4 stanzas, and here you would have 6. There are 12 couplets. Let's see, 358 in the hymn book. But I hope you guys read, you dear ones, read this today, this consecration hymn. Let's sing 358, okay? Take my life and let oh. have to sing that next one that's in here. Take my love, my Lord, I pour at thy feet its treasure storm. Take myself and I will be ever only all for thee.
Driving here today, and as I often do at the beginning of the season, I see the counselors from other camps on Route 8 doing their morning jogging and exercises, and it always amuses me that at the beginning, the road is full of them. And then as the season progresses, you see fewer and fewer of them. I guess coming into the mountains, they're all amped up to exercise and do what they're supposed to do, but then they sort of grow weary and well-doing. And I was sort of praying, I was praying that would not be the case with us here at camp. You know, we have good intentions. We want to come to camp and serve the Lord, and we expect Him to meet us, and then we may get tired or whatever. And I pray that that won't be the case with us, that we will, to the end, faithful see to the end. And so I want the Lord to help me and to help all of us. And another thing that was on my heart, those of us who work in a bureaucracy or a corporation or whatever, the tendency might be to look to those who are in charge and just assume that things will run. We have our job, we get our paycheck, and maybe here at camp we have our department head or someone over us. But we all have a part, as maybe not as big or as grand as those on the top or whatever, but we all have a part to make Pilgrim Camp work and to allow the Lord to move among us. And I pray that this will be the case for every staff member, that we will take part in faith and in prayer. And this afternoon, as we have staff prayers, that the Lord will use us with our faith, and that God will help us and will make this 2008 season an over-the-top season for Him and for His kingdom and His glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.